Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast, to members of the VegGrower Podcast Supporters Club. Hope you are well and having a great weekend. It is Sunday, the 8th of October, 2023. Unfortunately, that does mean it's back to work tomorrow. For me, that's really not much fun. I've just had 2 weeks off work and I have realised just how much I love gardening on my days off and how much happier I am when I am gardening every day. Unfortunately, we've got to pay the bills somehow. However, one thing that we actually have done this week was a visit to a National Trust property called Batemans, and this is the family home of Rudyard Kipling. Now, you will hear more about my visit tomorrow, as I actually recorded a podcast while looking around their vegetable garden. But what I wanted to talk to you about tonight was the actual visiting of gardens. Now, this is something that my wife and I, we used to do a lot when we were English Heritage members. Pretty much every weekend we were out visiting a site. Now, we do... Now we do still try and make trips out, and even often when I meet up with Lee from Skinny Jean Gardener, we also pop out to gardens too. So it is always worth a good visit and socialising. We do really enjoy it. Some of the gardens are actually free to visit as well. So I do think if you can get out and visit them, they are well worth it. Just do your research to find out how much they might cost or anything. Now, this year I have visited Batemans Bewley, which we don't think about having gardens, but it has actually got some really amazing gardens. Audley End House, one garden in Brighton, the name is One Garden, that is, which is run by a college. It's a really good garden to go and visit, I've got to say. And High Down Gardens, which is in Worthing. Now, these are just a few that I can think of off the top of my head that I have been to this year, but there are many, many more. And it's just not named gardens either. Sometimes gardens have open days, your private gardens, you know, like we could open our garden for a visit, or even allotments as well. The thing is, I just think it's always worth a visit to go along. Now, when I'm visiting these events, I'm always looking at how they arrange the veg garden and what I can do myself that might work in my own home garden or my allotment. One of the things I've been paying a lot of attention to this year is composting. Composting is a pretty hot subject for me currently, as I need to produce a lot of compost. But I've only got so much room and I just want to see how it is done in the mass scale that we get at some of these places. Now, an example of this is actually a customer of mine from work. I visited their bothy for repairing a fridge. A bothy is where the head gardeners or the gardeners sort of shed, if you like. It's not a shed, but you get the idea. It's the gardener's area. And to get to the bothy, I had to drive through their compost area. Now, they had several large compost bays. There's probably about 10 of them there. And these compost bays were large enough that I could actually park my van inside and get out the vehicle without any problems. They were huge. Now, obviously, this is not possible to do at home. The compost area was bigger than my garden and my allotment put together. But it gives me an idea of what to look at. And looking at this, you know, it was large areas. They filled up with their compost material. They turned it over using forklift trucks and they produced some amazing compost. The good thing is when you compost in on a large scale, it gets quite hot. So it actually kills off a lot of the seeds much easier. Now, another thing that I also have been looking at, and it's some of the ideas I've been getting from, as I said, this is about me getting ideas that I might take home and see what I can do at home. And this is the fruit tunnels. I've seen quite a few of these in these stately homes. These are long arches with fruit trees, such as pears or apples, trained over the arches to create this sort of archway under the trees full of edible fruits. They look absolutely stunning, and of course they produce an edible crop. Usually they are quite long. We're talking about 50 meters long. So again, this is not something that we can do at home. But can we scale it down? Often the answer is yes. My point I want to make about this is that by going to these gardens I try and go to quite often, I come away with ideas of what I might want to do myself. I get inspiration and I take lots of notes, lots of photos, and just see what I can do myself. It's amazing how the professionals are doing things and we don't think of it being possible in our own gardens, but it is certainly possible if you give it some thought. So yeah, please do go out and check some of your local gardens. If you have any near you that I or that you think I might like to visit, then please do let me know. I do like going to gardens and I do travel around a lot, so I do like to see these things as well. Now today I sowed lettuce from this month's gift pack, and lettuce is one of a seed that I often include because it is a fast crop. It produces plenty of food, but it is one that we eat regularly, and we eat quite a few salads, of course, which lettuce is a key ingredient. But because it is such a quick crop, and this is the other reason I include it a lot, it's something that we want to successionally sow. Now, successionally sow is when we might sow a few seeds today, then in 2-3 weeks' time, a few more seeds, and then again, 2-3 more weeks after that, a few more. I do mine about every 3 to 4 weeks. The idea is basically you're sowing regularly so you always have a fresh supply. And what I've done, I've created a drill in some compost in outside in the beds outside for this, but we could be doing this outside, we could be doing this in a grill, greenhouse, a veggie pod, a windowsill, pots, you know, it can be grown anywhere. These particular seeds are an all year round, so they will do okay outside. They just might need a bit of protection if weather gets cold. But if you're growing it in pots or trucks, then it can easily be moved into your greenhouse or your windowsill should the temperature drop. Or if you're using a veggie pot, of course, you've got the mesh cover as well. But what I've done is just taken a drill and made in the ground only about a centimetre deep, not particularly deep, and about 60 centimetres long, and scattered a few seeds into that. And I mean a few seeds, not the whole packet. You probably get 10 sowings out of a packet that I've sent. So no rush, just a few seeds, covered it back over with compost and kept it moist. Now, germination can take 2 weeks, but in as little as 4 weeks after that, we could also be harvesting. Now, this variety is a butterhead in that it produces a loose head if you thin it out. And you want to thin it out to about one seed every 20 centimetres. I like to try and leave them, if I'm thinning them out, to be quite tight together. That way they block out any weeds underneath. However, one thing you can also do with this is, and this is what I tend to do more, is use it as a cut and come again salad. And that's simply, I sow the seeds, I let it grow, and then I snip off a few leaves when they are large enough to handle, and it will simply grow back. Completely up to you what you want to do. There are two ways of doing it. In fact, I probably will do both ways thinking about it, just to try and make sure I get plenty of variation. As I said, I do like our lettuces, so it's always worth trying it. Now, as long as the compost is consistently moist, and you don't really need to feed it unless you've got very poor soil, in which case I would recommend something like a chicken manure pellet or blood, fish and bone, something to add a bit of nitrogen to the soil. But as long as it's moist, you should be very successful. Lettuce does like quite a bit of moisture. Now, we're not talking about sopping wet, but just the soil is consistently moist. It avoids it from bolting as well. As simple as that. So give it a go and let me know how you get on with it. Right, it's time to go. You take care, and I will speak to you all again next time.